Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suicide car bomb outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan, killed at least 95, wounded more than 163 others. That story now from Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich.
The blast occurred at a police checkpoint in an area near foreign embassies and government buildings. Saturday is a working day in Afghanistan, and the streets were busy when the explosion occurred. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. It comes only a week after the group attacked Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel, where more than 20 people were killed in an overnight siege.
White House released a statement condemning the Saturday attack. United Nations says it will participate in the Russian-sponsored Syrian peace meeting at the Black Sea resort of Sochi this week. Syrian government and opposition peace talks just ended in Vienna. Opposition spokesman Yahya Arridi says they will not be going to Sochi.
We believe that the ball is in the Russian court. And they say that they have the upper hand in Syria. And they were responsible for saving this regime for a long time. And they can bring it to commit itself to international legality resolutions. And if they want, they can.
Western powers and some Arab states believe the Sochi conference is an attempt to create a separate peace process more suitable to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his allies, Russia and Iran. A United Nations peacekeeper from Pakistan has been killed in an ambush in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He was deployed with the UN Stabilization Mission. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the killing. This is VOA News. Turkey says Washington has pledged to stop giving weapons to YPG Kurdish forces in Syria as Turkey's offensive against that group continues. Relations between Ankara and Washington have been strained by Turkey's offensive and U.S. support for the YPG. Meantime, video from social media show combat between YPG fighters on the ground and a Turkish helicopter shooting from above. Turkey's air and ground offensive in northwest Syria's Afrin region against the Kurdish YPG militia has opened a new front in the seven-year multi-sided Syrian civil war. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group, but the militia has played a prominent role in the U.S.-led efforts to combat the Islamic State in Syria. Hollywood star Michelle Yeoh says she is appalled by the plight of the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar amid violence there.
It is very important we are here because what the Rohingya people are going through are despicable and it's very, very tragic. It should not be allowed. Every single one of them deserves to have the human rights that it should be given to them.
The team visited a hospital set up by Malaysia, and they also distributed relief goods in another camp. Nearly 700,000 Rohingya have fled from Myanmar since August into Bangladesh. President Trump will be delivering his first State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports the congressional and special counsel investigations of alleged collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Moscow will be part of that speech.
The Russia probe will be a major backdrop for the speech, including reports the president ordered special counsel Robert Mueller fired last year, only to back down when his White House counsel threatened to resign. The investigation figures to be an issue in this year's congressional elections, says analyst John Hudak.
The Mueller investigation is a cloud that hangs over this administration's head continuously, and it will also be something that becomes a lens through which 2018 voters judge the Republican Party.
In addition to the economy, trade, and immigration, Trump is expected to address foreign policy challenges, including North Korea, Iran, and Afghanistan. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
VOA will be providing complete coverage of the State of the Union by President Trump. That will be on Wednesday, beginning at 1:45 Universal Time. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.